You are listening to the Women's Streaming Talk Radio Network.
Hey, everybody. This is Big Phil giving shout-outs from Chicago, and you're listening to Dishing and Swishing on WSTR Radio.
Now, every year around this time, you know, the WNBA season ends, and immediately the firings begin. And there's two openings already in Chicago and New York, and it seems that every time there's an opening, your name comes up.
Yeah.
Is this something that you're actively pursuing, something you'd really like to do? Does it fit into, you know, your contractual obligations with going to Europe and all of those types of questions?
Well, that's a lot of questions. It's good. I like it. You know, first of all, basketball is always going to pique my interest. I'm a basketball coach, played the game. So I think regardless of the leagues, I mean, you can tell that from what I'm doing now, you know, 9 months out of the year in two different countries. And you're always going to have an eye out on things. But I can say this, David, I'm not actively pursuing anything. If there's a good opportunity and something presents itself and we can work through everything, I would always listen. It's not one of those things where I know my limitations. I can't have too many irons in the fire. But, I mean, as a coach, if something good comes up, I mean, I'm always willing to listen.
All right. Now, are you locked into Europe for the next few years? I mean, are you able to contractually get the time to go coach a WNBA team, should it be there?
You know, it's one of those things where we didn't even sit down and talk about it. I have a contract for the next, starting the first of a two-year contract with Spartak and finishing up with Slovakia. So it's one of those things where, you know, I committed to doing what I signed up to do. And obviously they understand if, you know, in coaching things happen and things change, and we would address that if it ever came up. And, you know, up until this point, nothing has really come of anything. And like I said, if it ever does, I'll be the first to, you know, look into it and welcome it.